The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Cree and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Well, it's another surprise today. Neither Ellen or Ezra are available to do the recording show today. So my name is Duff. We actually got to do the show last week with Ezra Krieg. And today I'm here as your host. So it's a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group and is aired in our Boca Raton and Pompano Beach radio stations. I'm here today with Lynn Warwick. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, good morning.
And also Ariana Silcott.
Hi, good morning.
And they are representatives from the Lynn Warwick Institutes. That's located at 3303 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite G150 in what's known as the Fort Lauderdale Exchange. And that's in Fort Lauderdale, west on Commercial. And to reach them, I'll just put this number out there. The number is 954-492-9650. And if you ask for extension 238, you'll get Lynn, or extension 239, you'll get Ariana. Now, Lynn, tell me a little bit about yourself and about the organization you have here in South Florida.
Certainly. Good morning, everybody. First of all, I moved down here in the year 2000, and the reason I started the institute was I recognized the need for HIV/AIDS because we had an epidemic in South Florida, and I started working with a high school by the name of Blanche Ely High School, which has a medical sciences program, and they helped me at that time. We had the principal, and I told her what I had worked on up in Washington with a youth Ethiopian doctor internationally, because I was international chair of the National Association of Women Business Owners. Well, Dr. Smiley just taught me. She took me to board meetings and so forth, and she introduced me to her students, the instructors, and the vice principals, and so forth. That was 9 years ago. Then in the year 2008, they asked me if I would perform over there. They were going to have their first career day. And so I contacted Tallahassee, and they referred me to Dr. Kilcine, who was representing at that time, I think it was Jeb Bush, then it went over to Governor Charlie Crist. Together, we started working on a program and to take care of this epidemic. And my secretary, the board of directors, are here today, and she'll carry on with the rest of it.
Just one other question before we go to a break and come back with Ariana. Your institute bears your name, and this is a big passion for you to help people with HIV/AIDS.
That's true. All children. Because they don't realize, and now we're having sex problems in very young grades. I mean, it's different than when I was young. I'm retired from the government Department of Defense, so that tells you something. I was there for 30 years, so. And then when I came out, I had a video production company in Washington, D.C., so I've been out there for quite a while, and the world has changed a great deal. And of course, when along came AIDS in the 1980s, that started a new dimension.
Okay, well, we're going to take a little break here. We'll come back with Ariana, and we'll get on with the show. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, The Forum for Nonprofits is a public affairs presentation of Beasley Broadcasting. Ezra Krieg and Ellen Shulman are not here today. And your host is Duff Lindsay. We'll be right back in just a moment.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels? And that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sterile bandage. A sandbag. A doctor. A sheet of plywood. A shovel. A bulldozer. A stethoscope. A cement mixer. An oxygen tank. A bed. A house. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact. It can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most: food, medical services, shelter, and other essential supplies. It can help improve the immediate distress, and over time becomes a crucial tool in rebuilding schools, hospitals, and homes, and getting local businesses back on their feet. A monetary donation is an easy and effective way you can help.
Want to help those affected by Hurricane Sandy? To donate, visit sandy.adcouncil.org. That's sandy.adcouncil.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. Duff Lindsay, your host today, and I'm here with Lynn Warwick, whose name is bared on the name of the Lynn Warwick Institutes, and also Ariana Silcott, to tell us their story of how their organization benefits people with HIV/AIDS. Lynn, during the commercial break, you talked about that you're in all the counties here in South Florida. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Right now, I'm working with Broward County. I'm on the Education Advisory Committee for this, for Fort Lauderdale, for all of Broward County. I represent all the schools in Broward County. Next, it's going to be Miami-Dade, because Miami-Dade is, I've talked with them already, they're waiting patiently for me. But after that, it's going to be Palm Beach, because they have an epidemic here in South Florida, and I want to give an awareness. And the programs that we have are strictly student-run. I get them scholarships from the various colleges in South Florida, including your FAU. And they have many good programs at FAU that we're going to latch on to. The Nursing Academy there, Broward College has good nursing course, and we also have FIU, which is international. But Ariana will tell you a little bit more about our departments.
Okay. So, Ariana, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. My name is Ariana, and I'm the secretary for Lynn Warwick Institute. Just to do a tough briefing, basically we do everything on AIDS, but we also do things internationally and environmental science, mostly in the elementary, middle schools, and high schools. We also try to attack, like, the health issues. Right now we're kind of zooming in on AIDS because it is an epidemic. And for people with AIDS, we do provide, like, testing and counseling. We also teach you how to prevent from catching AIDS. And also we're trying to provide financial support as well as that as well. But not on top of that, as well as top of that, we also do education for, like, FCAT tutoring for kids, mentoring programs that can run into the AIDS program if we do come across a student that does have AIDS. And that's a basic brief of Lynn Warwick Institute.
So you are the secretary to the board of directors, is that correct?
Correct.
And you are also reachable at that 954-492-9650 number. They'd ask for you at extension 239.
Correct.
Tell me about how much of an epidemic we have here in South Florida and how maybe the three counties rank so people understand the severity of the crisis here.
Well, the severity of the crisis that's going on in Broward County is that mostly Broward County itself, like the heart of Fort Lauderdale, has a lot of HIV issues. There's a lot of, I think it's like one in every 68 a day get diagnosed with HIV. But not only that, Miami-Dade seems to come up with a lot of HIV issues as well. So as me as a medical student, even learning and stuff of that nature, we also see that there's a really high HIV and AIDS issues.
And Palm Beach is also has a significant problem.
Yes, Palm Beach does have a problem. They're not as severe as Miami-Dade and Broward County, but there is a problem and it needs to be tackled here in West Palm Beach.
You're also a student, you said.
Yes, I am a student.
She's president of the pre-med
at Broward College.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm trying to go to school to become a trauma physician.
And I'm getting her a scholarship.
Well, we love you for that. I'm sure she loves you for that.
All my students do. This is the fifth scholarships and we have seven coming now for NOVA, Southeastern University, by Imperial Point, where I serve on the committee over there.
Let me ask you a question. Someone listening has HIV and doesn't really know how to handle things. They contact your office. Mm-hmm. What happens then?
Then what I would recommend is, one, we'll try to get the person tested first, and we'll make sure that's a free testing thing so they don't have to pay for anything. Then on top of that, we'll try to find them the counseling, for one, if it comes out positive. Try to find them the counseling and the medications for that, which I mean by financial need, because a lot of people that do have HIV, they do need the support for the medication. The medications are very expensive, and the medical attention itself is also expensive. So our job is to help them with that.
And then, of course, there's Broward House, which has the gay population, which has, we have that to contend with, too, and help them with prevention and also with the medication under the Ryan White, which I worked on Washington, D.C.
So do people come to your office who have questions? Or do they
mostly contact by telephone?
Okay, and then you can refer them to where they would need to be.
It depends on exactly what their issue is.
Right.
Whether they can come over. We have a nice conference room, and everybody likes to be confidential. We give health fairs at Imperial Point. We just had the 40th anniversary in Ariana. We had five tables there, and we brought in the Cancer Society and so forth, because I wanted to take care of the health issues for everybody, mostly students, though. That's my passion.
Ariana, mm-hmm. People, can they contribute to the organization? Do you accept donations? How can people who may or may not be HIV positive, how can they help the organization out?
Well, we'll always appreciate the donations and the sponsorships. Mostly sponsorships would be good, because that would be a better way of getting the medication and the stuff from Broward County themselves, so that is more helpful.
What do you mean by sponsorships? Explain that.
Basically become a partner with us. Help us try to solve the epidemic.
We have seven now.
To help us with the epidemic, and basically we just need the financial basis. Donations are good. You can always come to the office and donate. Sponsorships and partnerships, to get their name out there, is to help us where we have like health fairs. Like my school, I'm having a health fair for them, and we're gonna have free HIV testing. And if I came across a college student that had HIV, then I would take on my job as a part of Lynn Warwick Institute to then tell them, hey, we have the counseling, we have the prevention. intervention. We have the medications. Just contact me and the CEO, and we'll help you with that.
So. And the students right now are doing research, and what they are doing to see what the opportunities out there on sponsorships, like Walmart being one of them, Magic Johnson being another one now that he lives in Jupiter. And it's just, they want to do, even President Clinton. We went to the international last, 20,000 people were up there in Washington. Jean Holcomb, who is our program manager, she went up there and they were very, she said it was very impressive, all the people that really wanted to know what's going on.
So would you say that most of your sponsors are individuals or companies?
It would be the big corporations, because they have the money and they've got the passion to help. And not only that, but it gives them PR.
Well, and also big companies who are successful are looking for ways to give back.
Tax write-offs, too.
They're looking for ways to give back to the community. You're right.
That's correct.
We're going to take a little break here. And we'll be right back. You are listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. And my guests today are Lynn Warwick and Ariana Silcott. They're both with the Warwick and Lynn Warwick Institutes. If you want to reach them, they're out on West Commercial Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, at 333-3303. It's a lot of threes, huh? 3303 West Commercial Boulevard, and that's Suite G150. In the Exchange Building. Call them, though, with your inquiries at 954-492-9650. You can ask for Lynn at extension 238 or Ariana at extension 239. We'll be back to continue the show in just a couple minutes.
We all share a common journey. We wanted to serve our country, stand for something bigger than ourselves, and protect the things we love. Although we were ready to face any mission, help those in need, and make a difference, for some of us, coming home was more of a challenge than we expected. In the service, we had each other's backs. But as veterans, it can sometimes feel like we're all alone, even when surrounded by our loved ones.
If you're a veteran or service member in crisis, or know one who is, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
I'm a third grade teacher.
I'm a school bus driver.
I am a parent.
I am a teacher's aide. And I agree to be identified
as a caring adult who pledges to help bullied students.
I will listen carefully to all students who seek my help
and act on their behalf
to put an immediate stop to bullying.
I will work with other caring adults to create a safe
learning environment for all the students in my school.
In my school.
In my school.
In my school.
I'm Dennis Van Roekel, president of the National Education Association. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students. One caring adult can make all the difference. Be that adult and take the pledge at nea.org/bullyfree. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
Bully free. It starts with me.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the National Education Association.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. Ezra Krieg and Ellen Schulman aren't here today. And your host is Duff Lindsay. While I clear the frog in my throat, we're going to go back and talk with our guests today, Lynn Warwick and Ariana Silcott. And Ariana, you were going to tell us a little more in depth about the organization and the departments and things along that line.
Yes, correct. One department that we have is, to start with, is the international. We work, she has her three offices in Egypt, Morocco, and Kuwait. are the three areas that she has her offices in. We work with Dr. Bagneed on international getting students into the United States and vice versa to do their education purposes. So that's one of our departments. And another department is environmental science, which we work with Ralph Marchand. He's out of Pompano Beach High School. Our environmental science is to help students basically do green, save the planet. We also do, attached to that is also our fishing program, where we teach in the elementary schools about fishing to get the students a little bit closer, and a part of a mentoring program, somewhat the fishing program's about. And to add on to that as well, to the AIDS part, which is the health issues department, which I'm also the project manager for the health issues department, we partnered with Hopewell Ministries. They're in Pompano Beach. They're a huge church, and they also help us with the AIDS academic. That's actually one of our partnerships. We're trying to get together soon. Soon to come is a health convention. We're going to have a huge health convention in December. So that's how we also use it to reach out to the community with people with AIDS to make it more easy for them to adapt to it. Another thing is, too, we also help with education, and I'm also a part of that, but not really a part of it, but we do help with the FCAT tutoring and the mentoring, and our first school that we're attacking is Ramblewood Middle School. That's in Coral Springs, Florida. I work with Mary Ferrone. That's the teacher that's helping me with that program, and our object is to help these students pass the FCAT, or I think they're changing it to now another kind of test. So we're trying to help the students with that, and also the mentoring program to help them pass, basically to graduate, make sure that they finish high school and they get into college and they succeed. Another add-on to one of our events is Everest. Everest is having a Spinapalooza, I think it's what it's called.
A Spinapalooza.
Spinapalooza. that's where they have all their events on campus. They're doing it in Pompano Beach. I think it's one of their main campuses. Mm-hmm. So they're having that in Pompano Beach, and I think it's April 6th.
They're hoping to have 1,000 people.
They're hoping to have a huge amount of people. Food is provided. Music's provided. Actually, I think the campus director said Power 96 will be out there.
That's our sister station.
So there you go. They will be out here. So
another Beasley Broadcast Group station, one of our three in Miami.
Yep.
And the three here in Pompano and Boca.
Which I will tell you, Power 96 rocks. I listen to them every day. They rock. So
it really, really does.
They do a very good job.
They're great people there, and I've worked with them for many, many years. So I'm sure they'd be proud to hear you say such nice things about them.
Mm-hmm. Would you like us to email you a flyer?
Certainly. Yeah, certainly. I'll make sure you have my email address afterwards. Let's see if we can help you publicize it. Mm-hmm. The a Spinapalooza, I just have one question. Does this involve spinning like you would do at the gym, or how did they come up with that name?
I'm not too sure how they came up with the name, but I just know the flyer, it looks like completely 1980s.
Oh,
they
good.
Have the whole like water splash color looking. It looked like it's about to be a lot of fun. So I would advise you guys to show up to Everest, and it's in Pompano.
We just had a meeting there yesterday, and we just got it, so we're not too familiar with it. But the ambassadors program there is very, very good.
I've seen their campus building. I believe it's right on US 1 in Pompano Beach. It's a tall building, and it says Everest University on it.
And the nice part of it is the bank is next door. They have a big thing, and they have a lot of room. So that's how they can handle 1,000 people.
Unbelievable. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure we have a couple minutes left in the show?
Well, I'll let you know that at Everest yesterday, Lamar Fisher was there. So
really?
I say vote for Lamar Fisher if you're listening from Pompano Beach.
The election would have been held before
today.
This show.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording this show on Tuesday, which is election day, but the show will air on Sunday. So we'll know by the time you hear this, you'll know whether she won or not. But I'm sure she'll appreciate your ringing endorsement. Aren't we making any headway in South Florida against this disease?
All right. Well, the drugs now are getting. Gilead came up with a new drug, which is a pharmaceutical company. They just came up with a new drug that is well on its way to being a provider.
So for many people, it can become a manageable disease.
Yes, much better
like a chronic
than it was
disease,
in the
80s. Well, in the 80s, everybody was dying.
Right.
Also, there's one more thing I want to add, actually.
Yes, please.
For our partnership with Hope Well Ministries, the person that I'm working with them for their partnership, we're actually, I would love sponsors and donations to actually go to Haiti, because he's trying to get me clearance for the CDC, so I can get medical students involved and all that kind of stuff to get them tested and to get them prevented and do all the stuff that we're trying to do here in Broward County, but in Haiti, because they really need it. So that would be a very good one.
Well, thank you so much. I think that we're just about out of time, but I would like to have you, in your own words, again, tell us how people can contact you. Lynn, let's start with you.
All right. Please feel free to contact me. And he's given you my numbers, 954-492-9650, extension 238. It's in the commercial Fort Lauderdale Commercial Center, which is condos there. There are six buildings in there. And come on out and visit us. Look it over.
Ariana, just briefly again.
Also, it's just as Ms. Lynn said, you can call us on that phone number. Or the best also would be via email. Email would be pretty good. You can email her at lwei1lwei2@aol.com, or you can do lynn warwick at ontargetgroup.com would be the best way to email her as well.
Thank you, ladies, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, senior consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, president of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.